In sports, the Atlantic Trojans went on the road to Shenandoah for a non-district football game Friday night and came up just short of a victory. The Mustangs scored the only touchdown of the game with a minute 20 left in the third quarter and held on for a 7-3 victory in a hard-fought game. The defenses stole the show for the majority of the game with neither team getting any momentum early on in. It wasn't until the end of the first quarter that Atlantic put together the first sustained drive of the game, and they kept it alive on the 10th play of the drive by faking a punt and picking up a first down as Grant Reed took the fake 29 yards to Shenandoah's 21. The Trojans carried that drive inside the 10 at the beginning of the second quarter, but ended up settling for a 25-yard field goal from Eric Weezer for the first score of the game. Both teams traded short drives to end the first half, and Atlantic came out with an impressive drive to open up the second half. The Trojans went 60 yards in 18 plays, but came up empty, turning the ball over on downs at the Mustang 22-yard line. The Mustangs would then take the ball down the field for the only touchdown of the game on a 7-play drive that featured a 34-yard pass completion and the drive-capping 32-yard touchdown run by Kyle Owens. Jordan Miller added the PAT, and the Mustangs would hang on that deciding margin 7-3. Atlantic got the ball back with a minute 42 left in the game to try and mount a drive, but stalled out after just 5 plays. The Trojans would have had more clock to work with, but a roughing the kicker penalty allowed Shenandoah to keep possession with 3 minutes 12 seconds left in the game. The Trojans did get the ball back at the end of the game with just 5 seconds left after one last try, but a hook and lateral play was brought down to quickly end the game. Atlantic falls to 1-1 in the season and now gets ready for district play next week at home against Denison Schleswig. Shenandoah improves to 1-1 and will enter their district play at Kemper Catholic next week. Elsewhere in high school football action in Class 3A District 7, it was Carroll over Bishop Heelan Catholic, 23-20. Glenwood beating Council Bluffs TJ, 40-6. Creston blew out Clarinda, 48-0. I should say Creston Orient Maxburg. Denison Schleswig beat East Sac County 35-14 in 3A. Harlan was a 42-19 winner over Greene County. Norwalk beat Winterset 56-23, and it was Ballard over ADM 39-25. In Class 2A District 7 action Friday night, Council Bluffs St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 21-13. Red Oak was a 26-0 winner over Trainer. South Central Calhoun beat IKM Manning 50-8. And Logan Magnolia was a 34-7 winner over Underwood. In Class 1A, Missouri Valley downed Maple Valley Anthonoto 34-21. Des Moines Christian was a 45-7 winner over Adair Casey Guthrie Center. Also, Tri-Center beat Riverside 35-13. AHSTW was a 28-0 winner over Lawton Bronson. And Ridgeview beat Odebold Arthur BCIG 13-6 in 1A. In Class A football action, Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 27-7. It was Griswold over West Monona 28-0. I-35 over Nottoway Valley 32-0. Tri-Center beating Riverside 35-13 and Madrid over Earlham 39-28. Eight-man football action in District 6. It was East Union over East Mills 26-18. Bedford beating Exira EHK 40-6. Lennox was a 48-12 winner over Essex. Clarinda Academy down Mormon Trail 58-6. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 43-8. District 7 in eight-man football, it was Audubon over Cam 67-24. Sydney beating West Harrison 56-8. And in District 8, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Colo Nesco 59-34. It was Boyer Valley over Kingsley Pearson 36-12. And Remsen St. Mary's over Charter Oak Ute 68-40. Iowa takes lofty expectations at a number 17 national ranking into today's opener at home against Miami of Ohio. The Hawkeyes are 4-touchdown favorites, but Coach Kirk Ferentz knows that season openers can be unpredictable.
Let's look back last year. You know, we were relaxed in one game in the fourth quarter a little bit, but after that, it's college football. You know, so to count on games like that, that's silly. If you think those are going to happen, if they happen, great. But, you know, you better expect a real battle, and I think, you know, you just have to look historically. That's kind of the nature of football as you look around. So we'll get plenty of excitement all season long. Hopefully we'll be ready to go Saturday.
Miami of Ohio was 3-9 a year ago, but Ferentz said the Redhawks are an experienced team.
They got a lot of guys back offensively, defensively, about 7. Like us, their specialists are new, so they're gonna ride the roller coaster like us probably a little bit. But, you know, we got a lot of respect for them. The receivers are dangerous, and they're good players. So, you know, we're treating this like any other game. It's an opening game. That's big. You know, I don't care who our opponent is. We've got to be ready to go.
It's a 2:30 kickoff at Kinnick Stadium this afternoon. Pregame coverage begins at 12:30 on KJAN AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Former Iowa football coach Hayden Fry was on hand for a big reveal in Coralville Friday.
I didn't ever know that I looked that good.
A statue of Fry as he looked standing along the sidelines in Kinnick Stadium was unveiled.
It's a fantastic statue. And slim and trim, good shape because of the football and the Marine Corps.
In the 1979 season was Fry's first at the University of Iowa. He told Hawkeye fans that if you stayed with the game long enough, the worm is bound to turn. And Fry guided the program to national prominence. He spent 20 years, or nearly 20 years, at the school. His statue will be placed on First Avenue in Coralville in front of the Visitors and Convention Bureau for the Iowa City and Coralville areas.
A great tribute to my coaching staff through the years, the players, the fans.
University of Iowa President Bruce Harreld was on hand for Friday's ceremony.
Just watching him gaze at that statue that's going to be in our community, memorializing all he's done. He, in many ways, brought back winning and the winning attitude to the University of Iowa and all the citizens of the state.
Harreld and Fry made their comments in video posted on the Twitter account for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Fry, who's 87, was inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame in 2003. He coached at SMU and North Texas State before he was hired to guide the Hawkeye program. His lifetime coaching record was 232 wins, 178 losses, and 10 ties. Iowa State hopes to make Matt Campbell a winner in his debut as the Cyclones host Northern Iowa this evening. Campbell will try to make a consistent winner out of a program that has not enjoyed a winning season since 2009.
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited. I can't wait to play and can't wait to see this stadium and can't wait to be a part of this environment. But I also can't wait to give back to our fans and to our own fan base. And, you know, that's building this thing the right way and doing it the right way. And, you know, obviously the starting point is this Saturday. So it's certainly a big game in a lot of different ways, but we're certainly excited to be a part of it and certainly excited to play game one here in Jack Trice Stadium for us.
Campbell says the key will be slowing down UNI dual-threat quarterback Aaron Bailey.
He's certainly got the legs and the ability to make plays and extend plays with his feet. But he's also got an arm that he can make the throws, and he's got a really good receiving core around him and some of those guys back that can really hurt you. So I think what you have to do is you have to, you know, present multiple looks and continue to try to, you know, just situational football. How do we get him into situational football and win on some of those situational areas? But Aaron's certainly a dynamic threat for them.
The Panthers have a lot of new starters in the secondary, but Campbell says they're not necessarily new faces.
There's a little bit of the trick in UNI where you could get lost and say, yeah, they did lose a lot, but you also look at it and you see so many of the guys that are playing for them, you know, maybe they weren't starters but played a ton of reps. That's one of the things that I think UNI has done such a great job in the past and certainly, you know, this past season where so many guys played.
UNI coach Mark Farley says with the new staff at Iowa State, they must be prepared to make adjustments on the run.
In the first game, there's a lot of shuffling going on and adapting going on should they show up in something that you're not quite ready for, haven't seen, and then we're going to have to adjust the personnel. That's probably the biggest thing is where they're going to put their personnel, how they're going to use the personnel. You know, that's not on film right now. So that type of stuff will be new and something that we have to do a good job of adapting to.
Farley says the Panthers must handle the atmosphere, but it's a great way to start the season.
It's just a good deal. I don't care what team you take down there, freshmen and seniors, you just got to temper your freshmen probably a little bit. They'll be excited, but we'll have to temper that a little bit. But anyway, you can't get too high, you can't get too low. You just got to, there's going to be swings in the game, and we got to be able to deal with it.
It's a 7 o'clock kickoff at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. And that is a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.